Strike, what is it?
It's a crab net, you know.
Crab net?
Yeah, I'm going crabbing after school. Coming?
Gee, I'd like to.
Is it any good, eh? Well, I made it myself.
It's a beauty, but you better not let Percy see it.
Eh? I can't touch it. I'm just going to leave it under my desk.
Where are you going for the crab?
Oh, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Down the end of the jetty.
I beg your pardon?
What, sand crabs?
Yeah, they're all right. When you boil them, they'll roast us.
Why don't you go out after rock crabs?
Strike, that's too far to go.
I know a place where you can get them.
Do you? Oh. Strike, where?
It's about a quarter of a mile up from the jetty, out in the rocks.
Yeah, but I reckon...
Let's quiet! Would you boys be good enough to stop this private conversation of yours?
It's not private.
Isn't it?
No, sir.
Oh, well, where did you say you get those crabs?
The rock crabs are about a quarter mile out.
Now, wait a minute. I don't care whether it's a private or a public conversation. The classroom is not the place to be talking about things like that.
Right.
And just what is your explanation for the disgusting way that you've treated me since I arrived? You didn't take the slightest notice of me at all. Didn't you know that I came into the classroom?
No, sir.
Didn't you hear me?
No, sir.
Didn't you see me?
No, sir.
Oh, well, I'm just a failure. I'd better go home again.
Yes, sir.
Good.
About a quarter of a mile from the jetty, you reckon?
Yeah, out in those rocks.
Yeah, but sand crabs taste just as good.
Did it bother me?
Yeah?
Have you decided to openly defy me?
No, sir. I thought you said you were going home.
Oh, did you? Well, you were wrong. And if I did say that and have gone home, well, here I am back again.
Ah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. And now we'll just... No! Bottom me, look, come out here. I'll put a stop to this nonsense straight away.
There goes the
I'll teach you not to be insolent, my boy. Now bend over. Go on. There. There, and you can't say that you didn't ask for that. And look, put that ridiculous tennis racket away before I throw it out of the window.
That's not a tennis racket.
Well, that doesn't matter.
It's a crab net.
Well, I don't care if it's a kitchenette. Put it away. You don't want things like that lying all over the desk. But we've got our work to do. If you think that... green bottle.
Yeah.
Late again.
Yeah.
That's every day this week you've been late, and not once have you given me an excuse.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, if my mind wanders a little today, I hope you'll excuse me, because I'm deeply troubled.
Yes, well, that's... You know what? You're deeply troubled.
Yeah.
Well, look, I wasn't talking about that. I was asking you why you were late.
Yes, well, that is why I was late.
What, because you're deeply troubled?
Yes. My thoughts are for another.
Oh, I was... Look, what are you talking about, Greenbottle? Your thoughts are for another. Well, what's the matter? Is there sickness in your family?
Yes.
What, your father ill?
No.
Pity.
Yeah.
Well, what is the trouble? Who is ill?
Well, we're not sure yet.
No, but... You're not sure who's ill?
No, we're not sure if he's ill.
Who?
Farewell.
Farewell?
Yes, it's our dog.
Dog?
Yes. He's the dog who can pronounce his own name.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I told you about him.
Yes, all right, but there's no need to tell us any more about him.
Yes, but that's why I'm late.
What, the dog made you late?
Yes, I've been out looking for him.
Oh, have you? Well, you had no right to waste your time looking for a dog.
But he's valuable.
Well, I don't care if he's Alsatian. That's no reason for you to be late. You should look for him after school.
Yes, but my old man wanted him by recess time to get him ready for the show.
Show? Oh, he's a show dog.
Yes, and one of the cleverest dogs there are.
Well, what's he doing at your place?
Well, he lives at our place.
No wonder he ran away. And all I can say is that if he did live at your place, he's certainly not a clever dog.
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, look, I don't want to spend the whole lesson arguing about this.
Yes, well, he'd fetch anything.
Would he? Fetch anything?
Yeah. Huh. When we first started to trade him, we'd throw a shilling in the river, and he'd dive in, bring the shilling back, and put it right in the old man's hand.
Yes, well, trust your father to have a hand in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now he's a lot better.
Who, your father?
Yeah, no, Bellwell.
Well, what do you mean he's better?
Yes, well, the other night, the old man threw a shilling in the river, and Bellwell dived in and brought out a fish and ninepence change.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes, he's one of the cleverest dogs there are.
Why don't you enter him in the Melbourne Cup?
Yes, and I will,
quiet.
If he wins that, you ought to put him in Parliament.
Listen,
yeah.
And then put yourself in a straitjacket.
Yeah, I'll jog you, Butterman.
Yes, and I'll do the same to you, Greenbottle, if you don't stop talking.
Yes, well, he was being rude about Bellwell.
Oh, was he? Well, look, and I don't blame him.
No, but... You better not let Bellwell hear you say that.
Greenbottle, will you be good enough to stop acting like an orangutan? I've never heard anything like it. Anybody would think this dog was a human being.
Yes, well, there are times when my old man is fully convinced...
They're the green bottle. Are you going to keep quiet, or am I going to gag you?
Would you like to borrow this crab net, sir?
Yes. No! Well, yes, look, if you don't keep quiet, Greenbottle, I'll put that crab net right over your face.
Right?
Yes.
I've never had a crab net.
Now, listen, be careful, Greenbottle, be careful.
Yes.
Right. And now that that little burst of insanity is over, perhaps we can get on with the lesson.
What lesson, sir?
The lesson that we haven't even started yet. Oh, it's terrible. Just look at the time, and not a thing have we done. Not a thing.
Yes.
Well, for goodness sake, settle down and do something before I go mad.
Light.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Now, what? What did you say then, Bottomy?
Right, sir.
Yes, you were being rude. Well,
right, sir. I just said that's great.
Great?
Yeah, you know, starting to work.
How is it?
Well, don't you reckon it is?
No.
Oh, well, give us me crab net and I'll go crabbing.
Can I come? No. Bottomy, look, sit down in your place and put that crab net away. And if I have any more trouble with you, you'll be kept in after school so that you can't go crabbing.
Straw.
Hold your tongue and pay attention, everybody.
Yes, sir.
I still have about 6 more problems to give you, dealing with a table of weights that we've been trying to learn for these last few lessons. And what's more, we're going to do them before we leave this classroom today.
Yes.
Quiet. A man owns a 2-ton truck. He has 80 boxes, each of which weigh 100 weight. He has to move the boxes from one town to another. How many trips will he make? Well?
Oh,
Stanford.
I haven't got a truck, sir.
Haven't you?
No, but I know where I can borrow a wheelbarrow.
Oh, well, we'll use that. How many trips will you... Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I don't want a wheelbarrow.
But, Strike, we can't carry all that.
Yes, we can if we split it up amongst us. No! Bottomy! Look, do you want the stick?
No, sir.
Now, well, stop trying to put me off the track like this. I don't know how many times I've had to tell you about that same sort of thing.
29!
Exactly. 29 times I've told you the same thing. But not once have you taken any notice.
29?
Yes. Who said 29?
You did.
I did?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and so did I.
Good on you. 29 is... Now, wait a minute. What do you know about it, Greenbottle?
Yes, well, that's what I get.
What you get?
Yes, 29 trips.
Trips? I see. The problem, the sum.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about... 29, yes, that's... What do you get?
29 trips.
Rubbish. Greenbottle, rubbish.
Yes, well, that's the same thing.
Exactly. Same thing? What is?
It doesn't matter whether it was rubbish, potatoes, or plums. It's still 29 trips.
Oh, I see. Is it? Oh, is it? Well, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Oh, look, and now I suppose we can have another argument. Look, I've just forgotten the problem for the moment, but I know the answer is not 29.
Yes, well, that's what I get.
Well, you're wrong. The man owns a 2-ton truck. That means that he can carry 2 tons weight of goods each trip.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So far, so good. He has 80 boxes, each of which weigh 100 weight.
Yes.
He has to move these boxes from one town to another. How many trips will he have to make?
But I told you that. 29.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten this. No, but that's wrong, Greenbottle.
No?
Now, listen, look, just keep quiet and let's work this thing out sensibly.
Yes, but I...
Quiet. How many of those boxes can he get onto his truck at once? Bottomy.
Well, I'll say one.
One? And don't be idiotic. The truck will take 2 tons. And the boxes only weigh 100 weight.
Yeah, but I'll bet he could only put them on at one at a time.
Yes, is that about it? Look, I don't mean that, Bottomy, and you know it. How many boxes go to make up 2 tons?
Oh.
Yes, oh. Well?
Oh, well, I got no idea.
And you're not even prepared to try, either. How many hundredweights in 1 ton?
29.
Exactly. Now, look, what's the matter with you, Greenbottle? Have you got 29 on the brain or something?
No.
Well, look, every question I've asked, you seem to have the same answer, 29. Well, I think it'd be a lot better if you kept quiet. How many hundredweights in a ton? Stanford.
Hundredweights, sir?
Yes, hundredweights. Do you remember that table that we all learnt?
Yes, sir.
Well, how many hundredweights in a ton?
I don't know, sir.
Oh, look, do you know anything at all?
Yes, sir.
I doubt it. I doubt it very much.
Well, I know where you can get rock crabs.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Well, forget it. I'm not talking about rock crabs. What do you think this place is, a fish shop? I wish you'd stop trying to be funny and start trying to concentrate on your work. I'll tell you all this much. There are 20 hundredweights in a ton.
Yes. 20, sir?
Yes!
Right. Now that you know that much, how many trips will he have to make to move the 80 boxes?
29.
Shut up.
Yes.
Well, can't you work it out, Stanford?
No, sir.
Oh, it's almost impossible to imagine that a person could be as dull as you and still live.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Well, listen to this and then see if you can't understand it. There are 20 hundredweights in a ton. The truck can take 2 tons, so he can take 40 hundredweights on each trip. That means that he can take the 80 hundredweights in 2 trips. So the answer is 2 trips.
Yeah, I think that's right. The answer's 29.
Now, wait a minute, just a minute. Look, the lunatic's at large again.
Yes.
What did you say, Greenbottle? That's not right.
No, you didn't bring it to trucks.
No, but what?
Yes, well, there are 20 hundredweights in the ton, aren't there?
Yes, I told you that.
Yes, and the man has 80 hundredweights altogether.
Yes.
Well, 80 take away 20.
Is 60.
Yes, of course it is.
All right, but look, what's that got to do with it?
Well, the weight has to be divided up among the trucks, doesn't it?
Divided up among the trucks?
Yes, well, same truck on different trips.
Oh, yes, I see. Yes, of course it does, yes.
Yes, well, as it's a 2-ton truck, you divide the 60 by 2.
Which makes 30.
30, yes.
Yes.
Now, how many trucks were there?
How many? There was only one truck.
Yes. Well, 30 take away 1.
It's 29.
29, yeah. Yes. What did I tell you?
Yes, that's right. Of course.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, I work all these out in my head because I'm a very clever fellow.
Oh, Rex, you're a dill.
Are you popped out by the
blue? Well, look, that's the finish. I feel sure that you're wrong somewhere, Greenbottle, but just at the moment I can't see where. And I absolutely refuse to stay here and work it out.
Good on you.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.